This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Buckle up as the gas surge continues, people. It's going to be a long, long, hot and cruel summer when we look at food prices soaring, rents sky high, and surging gas prices. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, and what a way to kick off this week. But that's on your mind. A lot of people are talking about this crazy forecast by J.P. Morgan where they're saying $6.20 a gallon by Labor Day. My, oh, my. How about an electric bicycle? My name is Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for hanging with us here on this show, whether you're joining us for the first time or you've been here many, many, many times before. In all seriousness, where I live, I'm starting to see a lot of people who are commuting and who are taking electric bikes to and from all kinds of things, from school and everything in between. And part of that is because they can do it and they're able to not have to pay an exorbitant gas price. So not pull up and find that they have to pay five something for a gallon of gas. I mean, at this point, where are we when it comes to gas prices? Because I say this show is about the buzz in the backyard. And of course, we can talk about some of the glaring conversations that are out there, the big fat headlines about long-range missiles and what Putin is saying, and we'll do that. And what's going to happen in the midterm elections? Well, this is part of what's going to happen in the midterm elections, because the rallying cry is we cannot afford to live anymore. So if in this recent poll, 83% of Americans are saying the economy, gas, inflation are going to absolutely determine what they're going to do and who they're going to vote for in the midterm elections, that pretty much nails it. That's a big number. And this is the ABC Ipsos poll. When you have that many people, because we're looking at inflation, we all know this number, it's reached a four-decade high as of just a couple of months ago. And gas prices are just soaring. Every time you turn around the corner, they're going up. So this is a referendum on what's in your wallet. It is. Now, job growth, strong. Strong in May again. Bigger paychecks for some. But price increases are outpacing those paychecks. And then you roll into it whatever taxes are. So you can add jobs, add jobs, add jobs, but you cannot deny what the high prices are, especially around our two staples, gasoline and food. It's a real problem. It's a real challenge that people are feeling. And this is what people are talking about. When I'm in line at the grocery store, strangers are talking about, this is the deal. Can you believe how much the eggs are this week? I've been in a grocery store in my new surroundings probably four times, and I'm not kidding. I'm not initiating the conversation, although I'm very friendly, right, off the mic as well. But in line, somebody has mentioned to me something that is awful, the price of something that they didn't get this time around, or a bargain that they found. People are desperate to figure out ways to pinch here and to pinch there so that they can afford to live, so that they can afford to go to a movie. They can afford to go out to eat. They can afford to do reasonably some of the things that don't cost an outrageous amount of money normally, but now have also risen because of where we are. And some of that relates to Ukraine and the situation in Ukraine. Really, Russia invading over 100 days ago with no end in sight. It is having an impact on what's happening in our world because we look at food prices, we look at things that we're missing, and then also what's happening, especially with the EU, but also affecting us what's happening gasoline-wise. Yes, a lot of that's inflation, and some of that happens to be what you could trace back to the times that it's been, the amount of time that it's been since Russia stepped foot in Ukraine territory. And now Moscow is threatening to strike new targets, in fact, to strike the West if Ukraine hits it with U.S. rockets. Remember, President Biden announced this week that his administration was sending those long-range missiles to Ukraine, actually backtracking on a statement that the U.S. wouldn't be giving them advanced weaponry whatsoever. Dmitry Medvedev, a former prime minister under Putin and current chairman of the National Security Council, warned there would be consequences if these were used on Russian soil. Here's a quote from Al Jazeera, that he said, if God forbid these weapons are used against Russia in Russian territory, then our armed forces will have no other choice but to strike decision-making centers. Of course, it needs to be understood that the final decision-making centers in this case, unfortunately, are not located in the territory of Kyiv. He warned that fighting in Ukraine was pushing the world dangerously close to nuclear Armageddon. Does this scare anybody out there hearing this? Or do you think it's empty rhetoric, threats, saber-rattling? I think it's more than saber-rattling. I mean, specifically, here's one quote. The horsemen of the apocalypse are already on their way, and all hope now is with Lord God the Almighty. Wow. On numerous occasions, we've heard that the war in Ukraine could turn nuclear with attacks on the UK and the rest of Europe. What happens if the UK is nuked? What happens if the rest of Europe in some way is affected by this? What does the United States do? The rocket systems that are being sent over to Ukraine will be able to strike enemy targets about 50 miles away. What Biden specifically said is it would help Ukraine on the battlefield with this intensity of fighting in the eastern part of the country, but that it wouldn't be used. They have assurances from President Zelensky that they wouldn't be used to hit targets inside Russia. But the Kremlin is saying they don't believe Zelensky, and this sets up for what could be fake news. One other specific comment coming out of the Kremlin is the United States is directly and intentionally adding fuel to the fire. So take a breath, think about it for a minute, and how dangerous is the world becoming when it comes to the possibility of nuclear Armageddon? If Putin's own pundit is saying nuke war is coming, who do you believe? Where are your nerves on all of this? Yes, we're dealing with inflation, high fuel prices, but what if we're dealing with nuclear annihilation of even our allies? Then what role do we play in all of this? Aye, aye, aye. Think about it. Send me your thoughts. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Some hot odds and ends on the flip side.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
All right, coming up this hour, fair or foul, to close it out, my conversation with Jeremy Paulson, our technical director, where we kind of look at things in a different way. And maybe it's some of the things that you're thinking about in your life. And if you're not, maybe you'll get a few chuckles out of it. Also, the mailbag. Lot of conversation in the mailbag about things like Top Gun and anything to distract us from some of what ails us, plus arguments over guns. We're going to talk about that and what's happening on the Hill. And the other part of what we're hearing so much of these days is active shooter, active shooter. Several active shooters in Philly left 3 people dead and 11 injured. 1 dead, 7 wounded in the South Carolina graduation party shooting. 3 killed, 14 injured in Chattanooga, Tennessee in a shooting there. The Philadelphia one especially was horrible because it was in an entertainment area in South Philly, South Street, where a lot of times you have tourists or locals. And I mentioned 3 people died and 11 were wounded. There were active shooters just in the crowd. And it happened pretty early, 11:30 on Saturday night. So 5 different guns used by the shooters after some sort of physical altercation, they're saying. And were there people that were innocent bystanders that weren't part of whatever that altercation was? And the answer is yes, 2 were innocent bystanders that just happened to be there. An officer saw a man firing a handgun into the large crowd, drew his weapon, fired several times in his direction. And they say they believe they hit him. He dropped his gun on the sidewalk and ran. So some people were getting calls they were not expecting. Then, you had other bystanders that were hit, luckily not killed, but 11 people had gunshot wounds. One still in critical condition as of late on Sunday night. And the people involved in this were from 17 to 69, right? And they're still trying to make the connection as to what happened here. Because there were hundreds and hundreds of people that were out. This is a busy area. It is an entertainment area. Isn't it a place where I used to hang out as a kid? And it was fairly safe, I would say. It was very safe. Now it's different. So the mayor ordered a curfew in part of downtown Philadelphia from 8 p.m. on Sunday until 6 a.m. on Monday, saying that there were patterns of recent violence in the area and ongoing safety concerns. And these are places where pedestrians would frequent, some bars, etc., and all of that. So, you know, South Street is known as a bar and restaurant place. And every single weekend, that's what happens. People go there and grab a slice of pizza, grab a beer, grab some live music, some entertainment when they're down there listening to it, grab a chair, listen to it. So that's pretty sad to see what's happening in Philly. And then Chattanooga's mayor, Tim Kelly, was frustrated and said, I'm tired of standing in front of you talking about guns and bodies. So early Sunday in Chattanooga, three people were killed and 14 others were injured in a shooting at a nightclub. Now, this was much later than what happened in Philly. This was 2:45 in the morning. So now this goes into the overall discussion that people are having about guns while you also look at what's going on as far as legislation is concerned on the Hill and what Republicans and Democrats, there is some bipartisan reaction to what happened in Texas especially, and will this end up amounting to anything, or will people be too, will some of this be misinformed machinations of people just trying to react to what happened, people who have the power of the voice of the people that they represent in a legislative body, are, you know, branch of government, the three branches of government, and legislative part of the government is significantly a part of what's happening as far as having these discussions about ultimately what will happen as far as banning assault weapons or red flag laws or waiting periods, and all of that is on the table, and apparently there is a little bit of movement as far as some sort of bipartisan legislation. But what will it contain? And does it make sense to anybody? Even senators are saying a gun deal is within reach, but a lot of what some people would want on it won't be there. What is the wish list ultimately? What are the parameters of that? There's a proposal that would encourage states to set up red flag laws that allows anybody in law enforcement to keep guns away from people thought to be a threat to their communities or themselves, and also tackling school security and mental health. That's also part of what the bill is. Here's what's being said. Senator Chris Murphy from Connecticut said that I've never been part of conversations that are this serious and this thoughtful before, and I know all the Republicans and Democrats who are at the table are there with total sincerity to get an agreement. He's a Democrat. Senator Patrick Toomey, Republican from Pennsylvania, another member of a small group of senators hashing out some kind of a potential deal, said that the discussions, while intensive, do not guarantee any outcome, but it feels to me like we are closer than we've ever been since I've been in the Senate. He was part of a group, he co-led a group that had a failed 2013 effort to expand criminal background checks for gun buyers after the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. So now negotiators, Democratic leaders, they're seizing on, of course, the outrage following the May 14th attack that took 10 people's lives at Buffalo supermarket and the May 24th massacre of 19 children and two teachers inside that elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. And then there have been multiple other shootings. Iowa, I just mentioned overnight, Philadelphia, Chattanooga, Tennessee. So the fact that there have been 200 mass shootings and counting in 2022, and there is public support for expanding background checks for gun buyers. At least some of the surveys are showing that. Some of them are saying that. So will this fizzle or will it work? And the question there is, it's all about what the language reads and then what the vote is ultimately. I mean, look, Senator John Cornyn, who's leading the talks for Republicans, said in an interview earlier this past week that he shared a sense of urgency. I think we need to act. We need to act relatively quickly. We could lose this opportunity to do what we can do to save lives, which to me, this is what it's all about. So not defending the rights of gun owners, but encouraging things and putting into law parts of what could work, like the red flag laws and expanded background checks. 250 prominent Texas conservatives offered support to Cornyn to lead that bipartisan effort. And they endorsed a federal red flag law and those background checks. So where does it end? Where is the line in the sand, and what will work for a deal, and will the laws be strong enough or make enough sense that it will have a net that could catch some of the would-be assassins, because they're like assassins to me, ripping apart human lives? Will that stop some of them in their tracks? Remember, Buffalo and Uvalde involved 18-year-olds. But the weapons were legally purchased, of course. Still unclear in both cases whether there were juvenile records that might have blocked those sales. That's all being looked into. It's going to be a big week on the Hill next week as well. And maybe there's something that comes out of it that works. I like the idea of the red flag laws. That certainly has worked well in Florida. All right, coming up, we're headed to the mailbag.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's ongoing talk in Washington about how the Biden administration will work with Congress to regulate guns following a recent string of mass shootings. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi putting forward a gun bill that will be voted on in the House next week. Democratic Senator from Connecticut Chris Murphy with an update on the bipartisan negotiations.
I've never been part of negotiations as serious as these. There are more Republicans at the table talking about changing our gun laws and investing in mental health than at any time since Sandy Hook.
That audio courtesy of CNN's State of the Union. Rough seas are predicted along the East Coast because of Tropical Storm Alex. The storm that drenched Florida with heavy rain turned into a tropical storm Sunday, becoming the first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Abbott Nutrition on Saturday restarted production at its baby formula plant in Sturgis, Michigan. Operations were halted 4 months ago over possible product contaminants leading to a nationwide shortage of baby formula. This as Operation Fly Formula continues with millions of cans of baby formula being flown in from around the world, including the United Kingdom and Australia.
We'll be supplying 2 million cans, that's 54 million bottle feeds, between June, well actually between next week and November to American parents. A crisis like this in the biggest consumer economy in the world should never happen.
Will McMahon, the co-founder of Kendall Mill Baby Supply Formula. Josh Duggar is appealing his conviction after being sentenced to 12 years in prison for possession of child pornography. His lawyers arguing the government didn't disclose evidence against him in a reasonable amount of time. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
I'm sure, John Hinckley Jr., who shot President Reagan in 1981, and boy, he almost did kill Reagan, but it's now been how many years, right? Do the math on this, and it's been 41 years, so a federal judge is saying that he's no longer a danger to himself or others, and he's going to be freed from court oversight this month, as they were planning to do. So as of the 15th of June, he will be free, so to speak, right? Full freedom from court oversight. He's saying, look, he passed every test. He's not a danger. He's been scrutinized. It's a long road. This has been a long road. He's going to be 67 on Sunday. And remember when he, if you read anything about Hinckley, he was not well, obviously, when he went after Reagan. And the reason he said is that the shooting was because of his obsession with the movie Taxi Driver and the star at the time, a very young Jodie Foster. Because in the movie, the main character tries to kill a presidential candidate. So the whole delusional thing, the mental illness aspect of that. And now he's out. Basically, he's going to be completely out of all of that. Prosecutors opposed ending those restrictions, but then they changed their position too, because they said that he's demonstrated success can come from a wraparound mental health system, and that he's going to keep getting mental health services even when he's not required to do that. Prosecutors, this is the one thing they did say, though. Okay, he's demonstrated. We believe it. What's happened with the system? He's worked it through the system. It's, you know, all that. So we're not saying, no, he can't go anywhere. But they also said, we wish him success for both his sake as well as the safety of the community. Well, that makes you feel good, right? Oh, wow, he's really done well. But we hope for his sake and the health of the community, the safety of the community. So, you know, Joe's question is, should a man who tried to kill a president and really almost did, because he really hit Reagan, he was down for the count. It wasn't like a bullet nearly grazed him kind of thing. I guess you have to go with that's 40 plus years. And now when you have the prosecution saying it and you've got the people that have seen him again and again and again, but you got to remember this, there's another side to this. So Reagan recovered from the shooting, but his press secretary, James Brady, who died in 2014, his life was completely wrecked. He was partially paralyzed as a result of that. And also, there's a Secret Service agent and a Washington police officer. They were also wounded. And Reagan's foundation issued a statement opposing lifting the restrictions. So on Wednesday, when all of this was happening, they said, no. And you know what they said? The Reagan Foundation and Institute is both saddened and concerned that John Hinckley Jr. will soon be unconditionally released and intends to pursue a music career for profit. They're saying, we strongly oppose his release into society where he apparently seeks to make profit from his infamy. Tricky. And it is the deal that he has a YouTube channel and he started a record label, and his first release is going to be a 14-song CD of his music, and he promotes his music on Twitter. So coin toss, or is the Reagan Foundation right? I mean, listen, I saw many interviews. I never met James Brady. I know people that dealt with him and his wife and some of the things they worked on, but I never met him. But I certainly saw many interviews about what happened, and you've seen that video over and over and over again. And so, you know, his lawyer says, look, he was troubled. We might have salvaged a life in the end. And the regrets will always be with him with respect to the families of those he injured. I don't know, part of me leans toward what the foundation is saying, because I can remember, especially Brady and the others and what happened with them. And it is, you know, if nobody was injured or you had slight injuries, that's maybe even a little bit different. And of course, if he had killed the president, well, we wouldn't even be talking about that at all. So let's move on to Jack in Arizona. And Jack in Arizona says, hi, Kate. Do you understand why anybody would get as close as that woman who was gored to a bison? What is wrong with people that they do things like go to an edge of a canyon where they sometimes fall off and die because they were trying to get a selfie or some other picture they could post or video? And now you have this woman who was a kid who was gored and tossed 10 feet in the air. And apparently killed, although there's some that say she wasn't killed, that she was severely injured. Yeah, all the reports say that she was killed, but I also saw something saying that news media got that wrong. But what is definitely right, and there's even some video of this, is she was gored by a bison. She approached the bison while she was at Yellowstone National Park, and she got gored. I mean, she was tossed 10 feet in the air. There's definitely. So she was treated by somebody at a park emergency medical person, and then they transferred her to a hospital in Idaho through ambulance with a puncture wound and other injuries, right? Two other people, I guess, were within 25 feet of the same bison, but they weren't hurt. I mean, you got to think of a bison. I've seen a bison up close. I mean, not where I thought I was going to get gored or I was trying to take some picture or whatever, but they're huge. I mean, they can weigh up to 2,000 pounds. And what do you think they're going to do if they have somebody coming close to them, right? They're unpredictable. You know, they can run 35 miles an hour. 35 miles an hour. So I would just say, listen, take the picture from further away and zoom in. Just zoom in, right? Ridiculous. I mean, absolutely ridiculous that you put yourself in that position. So I saw through several things that she was killed, and then I read something closer to Yellowstone that she wasn't, that she was severely injured. And I'll tell you this, looking at the video, it is frightening. I can tell you that for sure. All right, let's move on to this one from Mo, who says, Kate, I hope they throw the book at that Jack You-Know-What who killed those people in Buffalo. What is going on in the world? I don't understand these disenfranchised 18-year-olds who are charging after people they don't know and shooting them and killing them. But what's particularly heinous about Buffalo is he had no tie whatsoever to the community. There was nobody that was bullying him, picking on him there. He just flat out was going to a community where he was going to kill black people. I'm a white man. I have black friends. And we have talked about this. This is the ugliest kind of domestic terrorism. It is purely hate. So he deserves everything that he gets. And thank goodness that he wasn't killed so he could face the music and that he didn't take himself out. Yeah, I mean, people in Buffalo, of course, they were shocked. They're still grieving what happened there. And, I mean, look, he left a detailed plan of what he was going to do, hundreds of pages of writings before the shooting. And it was live streamed from a helmet-mounted camera. He wanted the world to see and to know. I agree. Everything they could throw at him, throw at him. Everything they can throw at him. Absolutely, 100%. All right, and then this one is from Joseph, who talks about Uvalde. And he says, Kate, wow, it's just so hard to see the faces of these kids, although I think we need to see them, we need to hear their stories.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
About baby formula, more than probably any of you, especially those that are parents that have children now that are older, have thought about in a long time. But if you go to any of these grocery stores in the last couple of months, you can see that, obviously, or you go to a drugstore, that the formulas, the baby formulas aren't there, right? So now the question has become, in flying in formula and looking for ingredients and propping up Abbott Labs, is when did the White House know about this? And we've talked about this. Corporate leaders knew back in February that there was a crisis, that they had this crisis happening. But they didn't tell the White House, or the president says he wasn't informed until April. That's not good. There's a pretty big gap there. What is the communications issue? Because this could have been kicked earlier. And even if there was the same things were going to have to happen, it could have happened sooner, and it would have been easier to get in gear quicker. What happened was, and how this is kind of bubbling up now, is that the president met with the execs of these companies that manufacture infant formula, and they told the president they knew the shortage would be severe in February after the closure of that Abbott plant in Michigan. But the president suggested, well, he wasn't informed. He never knew. He said, I don't think anyone anticipated the impact of the shutdown of one facility. Once we learned the extent and how big it was, why do people ask questions? Or do they not have good aides? How are you not asking that question? Hey, Abbott has a big slice of the pie. If this plant is going down, how many people will be affected by this? How many babies will be affected? And where does this get distributed? So even this is the thing. You look at the recall that happened. They had recall for retail formula like Target, Walmart, all of that. And with this imminent shortage, don't the feds monitor the industry? Don't they know what is happening here? Because you could have invoked, or he could have invoked, the Defense Production Act quicker to ramp up the domestic production. And instead, we've to spend more money to airlift supplies from foreign countries to try to address what is still a huge crisis. And they didn't know that the scope of the problem was that big. So the industry people that showed up are saying, oh, yeah, they did. They knew in February. So why did the White House not know? Why did somebody in the government not know the timeline of all of it? I mean, for once, using the Defense Act in the right way, which made complete sense, could have happened so much earlier. Instead, it's like, oh, yay, we have 4 rounds of formula shipments from overseas for Operation Fly Formula. How about Operation Ask Questions earlier? It's crazy. I mean, it's crazy. And I there is no plausible explanation. There have to be people that don't just look at something head on and don't just take it at face value. Especially if you have people that are running the industry saying, oh, yeah, we knew. We said that there was going to be this shortage. But nobody was that quick on the upswing to figure out that, how many start doing the math. How many babies are there? How many people are going to need this? What do we do? Just saying. All right, so gas. Are you fed up with the whole game of, well, how much is gas going to cost? And are we going to hit $5, $6, $7? I mean, look at inflation, because every day it's a gas off. That's what it is. Where's the cheapest place to get gas? This is the buzz at the water cooler. If you find a place that's 5 cents cheaper, or you know someplace, you're telling the people in your neighborhood, or you're telling your friends, or whatever, I just got gas. Because people are comparing the shock and awe of what it's costing to fill up whatever it is they're driving. You know, how much did it cost? I hate to say it, and I've said this before, I've confessed to this on the air. I am definitely one of those people that I let the gas usually, because I know you shouldn't do that, but I let the gas get to the point where it's like I'm almost redlining. Because I know where the I still have a couple miles left in this. And then by the time I fill up, I mean, we're talking about you're filling up from nothing. You have fumes. And so it's always a big chunk of change. It's always shock and awe when I go and fill up. Now what's happening is some states are saying gas tax has to go away. You know, gas tax in a gas tax holiday, gas tax cuts. You know, what can we possibly do to alleviate some of that? And you start to look at the comparisons of how much the gas tax is, and in some places, it's pretty high. And in others, it's just much better. It just depends where. And like DeSantis in Florida, he was all about, okay, we need a gas tax relief proposal. How do we suspend the state's gas tax temporarily? How do we do that? He was talking about that in 2021. Let's just do that, because if we had the tax at 26.5 cents a gallon, we put it at zero, then if we do that, that would temporarily add relief. And there are certainly people, other governors that have done that, and they make that adjustment, and it's so much better for people who are struggling, right? So Florida didn't repeal its state gas tax. But if you look at like the national average for a price of regular gas, which is, you know, $4.47 in some places, and you look at fuel in Florida, it's a little bit cheaper, right? Because he signed the largest tax relief in the history of the state. So from gas to diapers to hurricane supplies to all of that stuff, he did that in the beginning of May. And it was, the idea was to provide relief for Floridians from the highest level of inflation in 40 years. So there are other states that are talking about doing that same thing so that they can save. If you're saving that 25 cents a gallon, and then that starts to add up, because we keep seeing that gas, it goes up and up and up and up, that can be used for other things. And then they have a Freedom Week sales tax holiday, and that goes from like July 1st to the 7th, and you know, they've got tax-free tickets to movies and museums and a whole list of things that are tax-free. So they're big on the tax holiday, tax. And a lot of states are looking at doing that because, especially with the gas shock of how much it's going to cost, and there is no break from inflation, there's no getting away from that, there are definitely more states that are thinking, what can we do to combat this? There are other governors who are looking at it. All right, I want to end on this, not to freak you out, but if you have food delivered, which, come on, I know you do, people at least have pizzas delivered, there was recently a poll among 500 delivery drivers where they confessed to stealing a customer's fries or maybe a piece of chicken before they actually delivered it. So, and it turned out that 8 in 10 said they were definitely, if they were hungry, reached into the food. Yikes. So your food might be tampered with before it arrives. I just took a bite out of your hamburger. I hope you don't mind. Did you notice? I just took 5 of your fries. Come on, give me a break. You had a large French fry, for goodness sake. I just took a sip of the soda. It just kind of makes you wonder, I'm just saying. All right, the music signifies we are at the end of the road, people, for this hour of the show anyway. Remember to make it count.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.